want to talk now to Ross Hussey from the Ulster Unionist Party and also Mandy Duffy from a Republican prisoners group who participated in the parade yesterday. Mandy Duffy, if I can start with you, do you condemn this attack on the police, this violence that followed the parade yesterday?
Well, I certainly don't feel that my condemnation here today is going to change what happened yesterday. There's plenty of people already condemning what happened without knowing the full facts. I certainly won't condone violence on the police. But when people are forced into a small area, their own community, these residents were hemmed in for no reason, only intimidation, then I certainly can't condemn them whenever they respond to violence.
So you're not going to condemn the violence?
Certainly not.
So the attacks on the police are justified, you're saying. The Deputy First Minister then, he is saying that those who organised the parade are fully responsible for that violence, which you won't condemn. So are you holding your hands up and accepting responsibility?
I'm not one of the organisers of the parade. I was a participant at the parade, but I will say this.
Do you feel the organisers should hold their hands up?
No, definitely not. The organisers of that parade yesterday dispersed peacefully and asked the marchers to disperse peacefully. We had thousands of people in our down yesterday and they all dispersed peacefully. 1 hour later, there was minor skirmishes, and I want to point this out, that this raid has been grossly exaggerated.
Well, there are 9 police officers injured this morning.
Minor injuries, grossly exaggerated. These people were hemmed in. I can tell you here now that when I left Ardoyne, there was no trouble whatsoever. There was a brilliant community festival atmosphere in Ardoyne. There was a pock fada on. The people were out, men and about. Nobody can tell me that there was people down there looking trouble last night. The only people who were
petrol bombs thrown. I mean, that
was a consequence of the police not leaving the area. Why did the police, PSNI, not disperse peacefully like the organisers and the participants of the march? There was no need for the police to stay in that area as long as they did. They hemmed people in, they were in people's gardens, people were coming out onto their gardens, asked them to please leave the area. There was no call for it. They were not there to stop any trouble because there was no trouble until they refused to leave.
But the thing about but they wouldn't have needed to be there at all if the parade had left when the parades commission said it could leave, and the parade could have gone ahead as planned along Royal Avenue and to its destination.
Well, that's debatable because even on the parades commission website yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, the parade start time was listed as 2:30. That's the time that was listed on the parade commission's own ruling. 2:30 start time from Ardoyne Avenue. That's what happened yesterday. There was no breach yesterday of the parade commission determination.
Yeah, that was the application, but the determination made it clear what time the parade had to pass through the city centre. And the statement came out during the week to say, you know, it was made very, very clear, the start time, we are not changing the start time. The organiser said, we are assembling at the time as normal. We'll be departing at 2:30. And that was in clear defiance of the parade commission's determination.
The reason why it was unreasonable to expect so many large numbers to come and march at that time was due to the fact that it was going to be clashing with the Ballymurphy massacre march. We as Republicans do not march in contentious areas. We do not do it. That march yesterday was not contentious. There was not one street in that march yesterday that was contentious. The reason we wanted to go through the city centre was so that we were able to make our way to West Belfast without totally to avoid the loyalist Brown Square, Peters Hill area, because they would not appreciate Republicans walking through the area. So we suggest that we go through the city centre, and that was simply it. We do not march in contentious areas.
Yeah, but you still could have had your march.
No, we couldn't, because we would have been taking away support for the Ballymurphy massacre march, and we would definitely not have done that. That was forcing a clash. We would not have done that on the great people of Ballymurphy.
But why then pick that date in the first place? You know what? Why have a clash of dates?
That is the anniversary of internment, the 9th of August.
Yeah, but there's a suggestion in this morning's newspapers that the parade next year is going to be on Saturday the 6th, a deliberate attempt to have more disruption in Belfast City Centre on a Saturday.
Because the date of the anniversary of internment next year will be on a weekday, which would be we wouldn't expect to get people there who worked and whatever, you know, it wouldn't be acceptable. But in saying that, that's why we chose a Sunday. Yes, Saturday or the Sunday would be acceptable at the weekend, but we chose a Sunday because we didn't want to have a massive impact on trade. But let's be honest here. 10 minutes walking through the city centre would not have had a massive impact on trade.
But it could have happened.
2 weeks ago at the Gay Pride Parade, and let me tell you, it was a fantastic march. Fair play to them. It was brilliant. There was no impact on trade. In fact, it probably enhanced the trade in the city centre. So I don't understand why the city centre didn't want Republicans' feet through that city centre on Sunday, because they're quite happy to accept Republicans' money in the city centre every odd day of the week.
Ross Hussey's on the line this morning. Ross Hussey, this parade could have passed Royal Avenue in 10 minutes. It wouldn't have caused any disruption whatsoever, and everybody could have gone on their merry way, and all these thousands of or hundreds of police officers wouldn't have had to stand and face this violence in North Belfast. That's what we're hearing this morning from Mandy Duffy.
Yes, and it's very interesting to hear what she is saying, and she does make reference to the fact that we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that, as if she were one of the organisers. My own opinion is, firstly, I want to congratulate the police for the action that they did take, and I want to congratulate ACC Martin particularly, because it was quite clear to anybody that observed the news at all that the police were doing their damnedest to get this matter resolved as easily and as quickly as possible. Secondly, I want to pass my best wishes to the named police officer. And I am disgusted that anybody will come on the radio today and not condemn attacks on the police. Anyone that comes along with a petrol bomb, those things are prepared and prepared in advance. You just don't walk into your kitchen and pick one up. So I'm appalled that petrol bombs were fired at our police officer. And that is absolutely disgusting. Now, in relation to the parade itself, this was the parade's commission determination. And Orange men are criticised that they don't stand by the determination and observe it. And the police are also criticised if they do not apply the conditions to the Orange men. Here, the conditions were quite clear. The organisers knew from day one that they were not going to get started at 2:30, yet they chose to ignore them. They brought this trouble onto the streets of Belfast. Nobody else. The police cannot be held responsible for the actions of these irresponsible people.
I mean, you've issued a statement. You're saying the failure of Republicans to comply with the determination put the PSNI in this position, and the attacks on the police, and you're hoping that those responsible are brought to the courts, and you want to see the judiciary take the view that the petrol bombers are out to kill and various things. I mean, would you be issuing a similar statement and putting the words, perhaps, I don't know, Orange Order or Loyalists in a similar statement, if they were the people who had defied a parades commission determination, as has happened in the past and violence has followed?
I have always criticised anyone who fires a petrol bomb, and I do not care if they are orange, green, pink or bright yellow. If you are firing a petrol bomb at the police, you deserve to be charged with attempted murder. You and I both know what petrol bombs can do. They are full of petrol, they have washed up liquid and they have sugar, so they will stick to the officer or whoever they may actually hit. They are murderous weapons. So therefore, yes, I do not care who fires a petrol bomb, what background they come from. If you fire a petrol bomb at a police officer, in my opinion, you should be charged.
Yeah, and you will always, but will you always say that it's wrong to defy a parades commission determination?
Well, the parades commission determinations, I have said in the past, the police have to enforce them. The police have no other option. I'm a member of the policing board, and I respect the police for the job that they do. So therefore, if there's a determination, you must abide by it. There's nothing else we can do. That is the law at the present time. If these things need to be changed, it has to be done through agreement. And that is our biggest problem. Sinn Féin walked away from the Stormont House Agreement. You mentioned it earlier. The Stormont House Agreement had various bits and pieces within it that are all part of a case.
And you know that they say they didn't walk away from it. But in terms of political progress, in terms of parading,
Any fool can see they walked away from it.
I'm just making the point that they would have a different view of it. But in terms of political progress in terms of parading, I mean, we cannot have forever and a day, as things just go forward, you know, police budgets being spent on trying to police these controversial parades. It seems no real movement politically in terms of trying to resolve them. And every now and again, you know, you get these weekends thrown up when you're going to have these sorts of incidents and, you know, rings of steel around Belfast city centre. I mean, it can't go on. Are you seeing any signs at Stormont of any sort of movement on the issue of parading?
Well, in relation to policing, the police have a job to do, and I have to say they did exceptionally well. As I said earlier, within the Stormont House Agreement, there was an opportunity for this to be resolved. And all of the Stormont House Agreement, it's a cake. And you just can't suddenly say, well, when are you going to eat the icing? or I'm going to take the cream out of the centre. And that is what Sinn Féin has done when they and the SDLP walked away over the welfare issues. And the welfare issues were contained within the Stirling House Agreement.
But are you seeing anything that you would describe as process in terms of political process on the issue of parading?
At the moment, I'm not. And I'm very disappointed in that. And I do believe that if they go back to the negotiating table and deal with the issues that are in front of us. Welfare is one of the most important issues in front of us, and we should have that resolved. The £2 million a week that is going back to the executive, from the executive to the government, is appalling. And I do believe that the matters can be resolved if the politicians are prepared to get behind the tables again. Martin McGuinness heading off to America was a waste of time. The place he should have been was in Stirling.
Maria, just come back to you briefly. I mean, you've heard this morning, Ross Hussey says that he can't believe that anyone would come on the radio, anybody would come on the radio in this day and age and not condemn attacks on the police, violent attacks on the police. What do you say to him this morning?
Well, I'm not going to repeat myself constantly, but I have said I do not condone the attacks on the police. But what I will say is, why the police stay in Ardoyne so long afterwards when there was a community festival on, when there was loads of children, loads of people out on the street, the marchers had gone, there was buses trying to get out of Ardoyne that were blocked in, but then people wanted to go home. We go home. We didn't break through the barricade. We didn't even attempt to break through the police line. We went home because the parade had been stopped. We were happy enough. We have had our parade. This has been stopped. We are not going to be calling for any violence here today. We want our message to be heard that the anti-internment League was a successful march, and as such as that we got our message out as far as we did. Unfortunately, we were stopped, but let's be real here. We were stopped because we weren't welcome in the city centre. End off.
You stopped because you didn't leave on time.
We left at the time the parade stated it was going to leave at 2:30. And the message of the parade yesterday was that the internment is still alive and well here in the north of Ireland. This was on the anniversary of the internment, and we wanted to make sure we don't have very many opportunities to get the message across. This is one parade a year, one parade the Republicans asked for on the anniversary of internment to highlight the issues that's happening in the Garbie jail. I am a member of IRWA, and we are very grateful to the Anti-Internment League for giving the Republicans the opportunity to highlight what's happening in the Garbie. There's men in the Garbie being held on remand long, long periods. That is internment by remand. We also have the jail issues that is happening. We have forced strip searching. We have controlled movement. We have the isolation of Republican prisoners. These were on our banners. So that's what we were looking to highlight. Why can't we highlight what's happening on the one opportunity a year that we get to highlight what's happening in the Garbie jail?
So you're refusing to condemn the violence, and you think the Deputy First Minister has got it totally wrong when he says that the organisers of the parade should bear the full responsibility for the violence that followed?
The responsibility for the violence that followed is due to the heavy-handed police presence in Ardoyne.
Who attempted to engage with the organisers beforehand and said they couldn't get anybody to speak to them.
I'm not aware of that because I'm not one of the organisers, but all I can say is that if they had left the area within a reasonable time frame yesterday afternoon, like myself and everybody else who went home, if they had went home with withdrawn, then there would have been no violence. Or the violence was a reaction to the provocation of the PSNI yesterday in Ardoyne.